Hey everybody, James Breyer here with the Seattle Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called, What Are the Most Common Signs of Rodents in Seattle Residences? You know what's scarier than seeing a rat scurry across your kitchen floor? Knowing that for every one you spot, there's probably a dozen more hanging out in your walls having a house party. But don't worry, I'm here to help you catch these uninvited guests before they send out too many party invitations. Let's talk about the calling cards these little troublemakers leave behind. First up, droppings. Rats and mice are like teenagers. They can't help but leave a mess wherever they go. You'll typically find these pellets near food sources and in corners. Then there's their constant need to file down their teeth. They'll gnaw on anything from wooden baseboards to electrical wires. And my personal favorite telltale sign, those greasy rub marks along your walls. Think of it as their version of leaving fingerprints at a crime scene. Now, where should you be playing detective? Start in your kitchen cabinets and behind appliances. That's prime real estate for rodents. Then head up to your attic. They love making condos in your insulation and stored holiday decorations. Don't forget to check your garage and basement corners and take a walk around your home's foundation. That's their favorite entry point. Here's the crucial part. Timing. Fresh droppings are dark and moist, while old ones are dry and crumbly. New gnaw marks look light-colored, like fresh sawdust, while older damage darkens over time. And those midnight scratching concerts in your walls? That's not your house settling, that's your new tenant's remodeling. Let me share a quick story. Just last month, I had a client in Capitol Hill who kept hearing scratching but thought it would go away on its own. Well, those rats had other plans. They chewed through her dishwasher line and turned her kitchen into an indoor pool. $3,000 in water damage later, she wished she'd called sooner. Here's your homework for today. Grab a flashlight and spend 10 minutes checking your kitchen cabinet corners. If you spot even a single dropping, don't wait. Call a professional immediately. Remember, rodents multiply faster than your monthly streaming subscriptions. This has been James Breyer with the Seattle Rodent Control Show.